Miss something? Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
And the Logies were on last night, Claire. Absolutely massive.
Yeah, absolutely massive. You know what? There was so much drama.
Yep.
Good and bad, I think.
Though. Exactly right. And Justin Hill was on the red carpet of the Logies. He joins us right now. Good morning, Justin.
Oh, morning, guys. It wouldn't be a Logies without any drama, would it?
Well, that's true. Exactly. So tell us some of the goss. Now, you had an interview that didn't quite go as planned, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Look, the red carpet is always full of lots of glitz and glamour and, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bit of a fancy event. And for me, it's like I interview, I mean, you guys know what it's like on your show, interviewing like one or two people
yeah.
in your show.
Yeah.
I interviewed at last count last night, 24 people.
Wow.
Now, I have to tell you, in the middle of interviewing Gold Logie nominee Jessica Murray, we were talking about, you know, what she was going to say if she went up on stage. In the middle of it, out of the corner of my eye, I see Delta Goodrum approaching us from the red carpet. And she's looking at me like, girlfriend, I'm coming in on your interview. And basically what went down was one of the funniest moments in my red carpet reporter history. And it went a little bit something like this.
I'm going to hashtag gratitude because she is so beautiful and I just have to say good luck and how beautiful she is. So.
Delta Goodrum, welcome to our interview.
I love Delta, you don't understand. I am so excited. I really hope you take it tonight.
Thank
you're so
you.
Beautiful and you deserve everything.
Thank you, Delta.
Total treasure.
Oh, I think you're so beautiful. I grew up singing Lost Without You on the piano. I did. It was my favourite. And like innocent
Thanks,
eyes. It's actually like my growing up life.
How many times can you get two amazing females? Female Australians gushing over each other.
Amazing.
I had to steal a moment. I'm sorry. I just like, no, you know.
You guys continue. I'll just stand here.
Likewise.
You're so amazing. So.
Likewise.
I know this is gushy. This is what they end up being.
I apologize.
I love you.
Know
I love you. Know I love you.
This is the best moment of the Logies red carpet where you two fangirled over each other.
Totally.
Such a big night for her.
Justin Hill, a professional third wheeler.
You know what I feel like? You know The Bachelor or The Bachelorette where they have those group dates and
yeah.
it's like, this is a bit awkward. I'm kind of like, you know, the third or fourth wheel. I just stood there with my microphone and tried to be funny while they just literally like told each other how much they loved each other.
And Justin, tell me one thing. When they cuddled to leave, did you sort of awkwardly try to join in and cuddle them both at the same time?
Yeah, make it a three-way cuddle.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm in this as well.
Oh, that's gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
Now, Justin, also, something that really made the night, Molly's speech that he wasn't technically supposed to do, I don't think. What happened
there? Yeah,
what was
going on there?
Okay, look, well, you know, when Samuel Johnson won the Gold Logie, yay, amazing. Funnily enough, when I spoke to everyone on the red carpet, he wasn't the favourite. Everyone was out for Jessica Murray to win it. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but very well deserved. His role in that show was amazing. Now, the feeling of when Molly kind of got up and Kanye West the acceptance speech was that, you know, that's Molly. You got to remember, he had that fall. He was in a coma. And then everyone else was like, what is he actually saying? And then some people were like, is he okay? But you know what? I think that it was just such a pinnacle of his career in Australian television, and he was just excited to get up there and tell everyone, you know, how proud he was of Sam, and it just kind of came across a little bit jumbly.
He did go on a bit of a rant, though, didn't he, about random stuff?
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what that was about, and I don't think even he knows what that was about.
Yeah. Hey, we do have to get to a song, Justin, but stick around because we do have to talk about something that got announced yesterday.
Was it
coincidence it happened at the same time as television's Night or Nights? I'm not sure. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But we are going to talk about The Bachelorette right after Little Mick. Shout out to my ex on Hit. Justin Hill, our Logies red carpet reporter, still joins us right now. Justin, mate.
Big Night of Nights.
TV's Night of Nights.
Huge. You would say it was huge if you could describe it.
And look, is this coincidence or not? But it just so happened to be revealed that the brand new Bachelorette just who it is, and then she popped up on the red carpet of the Logies.
What a coincidence that was. You know what? I have to say, I had a whole list of questions to ask people about at the Logies because, you know, you're talking to a million people. I literally ripped them up because I was like, when Sophie Monk was announced as the new Bachelorette, I was like, that is all we are going to talk about. And then the woman herself came swanning down the carpet. So I was like, pretty much tonight is just going to be all about her being the new Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about it, Justin?
Look, I've worked with Sophie quite a bit, and I told you guys off air a minute ago, and I will reveal this story. I was with her once, and there were some window washers outside the window of the office that we were in, and she flashed them. And so I think if that's an indication of how her role on The Bachelorette is going to be, then that's a pretty clear one.
You know what as well? She's come out and said, look, I want to go on The Bachelorette to find a down-to-earth guy who doesn't want me for my fame. But people only go on The Bachelorette to find their 15 minutes of fame. Justin.
I know. But the funny thing is that I don't even care if she doesn't find love. And I'm sorry, Sophie, but I want to see her acting like her silly self because she's so funny. And yeah. I think that she will make great TV. And you are going to want to watch it whether you want to or not.
And
yeah.
I wonder what sort of suitors she will bring to the show as well.
Well, I spoke to, like, Osher on the red carpet, and I said to him, if you could match her up with a celebrity, who would you pick? And he was like, she's been there and done that. She's dated celebrities, and it's not worked out. So, basically, she's looking for a good Aussie boy.
The everyday bloke.
Exactly, and that's what everyone is looking for. And does he exist? No.
You know what, though?
Justin, I'm standing right here.
It'll be interesting to see, though, if she does actually find a real relationship out of this.
Yeah, it is
going to
be fascinating.
As much as we joke.
Prove us all wrong. She could absolutely prove us all wrong. And I was talking to Georgia Love and Lee on the red carpet, and I said to them, what do you guys think? And they loved it. They think it's a great idea. But what they did want to know from her was, could she give them tips on how to hide from the paparazzi? Because she's been doing it a lot longer than what they have.
Oh, yeah, she still has. Yeah. Finally, before I let you go, mate, after party. It's what, don't worry about the Logies, they're boring. After parties, did you hit up any and do you have any guys for us?
You know what, like a couple of years, or those times when a few certain TV personalities may have like had a few drinks or pushed on through it, it made headlines. I have to say, since that point, everyone is on their best behaviour. But Lisa Wilkinson was hilarious last night on the red carpet. So someone said to her, you know, oh, you're going to have a big night tonight, Lisa. And she was like, listen, I have to be up for work at like 3 o'clock in the morning. She's like, I'm not even going to sleep. I'm not a drinker. She's like, I am going to push through. She's like, but not because I'm a party animal. She's like, I'm over 50, you know. And I was like, that's pretty much what the after parties are like now. They are very... They're well behaved. Everyone, yes, does let their hair down, but there's no shenanigans going on like a couple of years ago.
Just well done on her for staying up all night. I can't stay up past 9.
Yeah.
I know. I'd be rolling into hair and makeup. I'd be like, oh, God, try and make me look human, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's why you're fantastic at radio, Justin Hill. Mate, you were great on the red carpet last night. Yes. All the coverage is at our website, hit.com.au. You can't miss it there. Justin Hill, thank you so much, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Tomorrow is the most important day on our national calendar, Claire.
Absolutely.
It is Anzac Day. And if you head to hit.com.au, that's got all the details on what you need around the place of where you can commemorate Anzac Day tomorrow. But joining us right now to tell us what's happening here in Griffith is Terry Walsh, the Anzac Day coordinator from the Griffith RSL sub-branch. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Mate, such an important day tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. It's a big day. It's, as we like to say, it's one of the most important days in the national calendar when we want to get everybody together to remember the enormous sacrifice that's been made by nearly 160-odd thousand Australians during conflicts for this country.
Absolutely. So what is going on tomorrow?
In Griffith, we will commence things in the morning with the dawn service. And that starts with the didgeridoo call to come into the Memorial Park at the Cenotaph. That'll occur just after 5:30 a.m. And when everybody's assembled in the park, we will start the service, a very solemn service, the dawn service, which commemorates the date and time that the first wave of Anzacs went on ashore at Gallipoli. And as we know, most of them went to their death on those fatal shores. And the dawn service is there to have the memory of that specific event.
And then after that, the parade and also the midday service as well.
Yes, we have the march. We'd like people who are involved in the march to assemble in front of the War Memorial Museum Art Gallery building at no later than 10:15 to be formed up for the march, which will take place shortly after 10:30. And we'll march up to the park. And Griffith traditionally has a very big march. There's a lot of people involved because all the schools get involved, and that's a wonderful thing to see. And when we're all assembled in the park, we will start the main service, hopefully around 11 o'clock. And then the main service will proceed till around about midday.
Fantastic.
And during the course of that service, as I found out this morning, hopefully there will be a flyover by a Wirrawai from the Tomorrow Aviation Museum as well.
Oh, that'll be amazing. That'll be really special.
What's happening with the breakfast as well? Because I know there's normally a pretty special breakfast that happens.
There is a breakfast available at the Griffith Exhibitionist Club, but it's only available to people who attend the dawn service and purchase a ticket in the park at the service, and there are very limited numbers. If people, are at the dawn service, they have the ability to buy a ticket to attend the breakfast at the Griffith Exhibitionist Club.
Yeah, it's a big day tomorrow. It's a somber day, but it's such an important day. Terry Rolsch, the Anzac Day coordinator for the Griffith RSL sub branch. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
That's okay. Could I just mention one other thing? After the main service is over, there is another service that takes place at the Griffith Cemetery, where the graves of over 2,000 returned servicemen down at the Griffith Cemetery are marked with white crosses. And the general public, particularly the young ones, the kids, are invited to come down to the cemetery after the main service, pick up some flowers at the flagpole in the middle of the cemetery, and wander around the cemetery placing flowers at all the little white crosses in memory of the all of those returned servicemen who are no longer with us.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, another important part of the day. Thanks so much, Terry. Really appreciate it.
Time to talk to our man on the ground in LA. It is Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Always a good Monday when we get to chat. That's all I'm going to say about that.
It definitely is. Now, look, there's a bit of some royal drama with Prince William and Princess Kate.
Oh, my goodness. This is so bizarre. We're flying all the way from Hollywood to England this morning. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, basically, William and Kate, they are the future king and queen. Like, they're very important people. You know what I mean? Like, we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. Well, they were like, volunteering at this charity marathon, okay, and they were helping people, like, give water bottles to people as they were running the race. Someone grabbed a water bottle and then took the lid off and squirted Prince William and Princess Kate in the face with water bottles.
What?
He squirted them in the face with the water bottle. Now, I don't know how he didn't get arrested or tackled to the ground or anything like that. They took it so well, but there is a photo of Kate's face where she's not happy.
I could imagine.
Hashtag.
Hey,
she's not happy. But, you know, they handled it well. They didn't have the guy arrested or anything like that. But I think that's a pretty brave guy to squirt the future king and queen in the face.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he's lucky I wasn't there because I would have stood up for them because I'm a royal nut. I love the royals. I'm obsessed with them.
Dino, Blake Lively, what has she done with this idiot reporter?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I love Blake Lively. There's nothing
Me
not to
too.
Love about her. This happened. So she was at this gorgeous event, a really important event, where they were supporting women who've been abused, and it's for a really, really good cause, right? And she was there because she wanted to get the press for the cause. After the presentation, she's there and reporters are talking to her. This reporter's like, okay, so let's talk about what you're wearing. She turned. She was like, really? That is your question. I'm here to raise awareness for abuse, and you want to ask me about my beep dress?
Wow.
Like, please. She shut the interview down. I love that she said it. I love that she handled it so well, because really, like, come on, like, time and a place. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I just love her because she just was like, there's something important to talk about, and we're not going to talk about that. You know, I've had that happen to me, actually. You know Lisa Vanderpump from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
You know the show?
Yes. Vanderpump Rules.
An event. Yeah, exactly, her. So I was at an event and she was there and she came down the thing and I asked her, so what do you think about the new castmates in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? And she said to me, really? You want to talk about a reality show when I want to talk about the dogs of Yulin in China that are getting attacked and abused and killed? And I felt so bad because I didn't even know she wanted to talk about it. But, so it happens. It really does happen. You get shot down.
I suppose you've got to pick your time and place. I bet you it was Ryan Seacrest from here. He's always asking that stupid bloody question, isn't he? Bloody hell.
Yeah,
you don't know him, do you, Dean? Yeah, you're not friends with him, are you, Dino?
Not friends with him. I've interviewed him twice.
Oh,
we're the same height.
But he's an idiot. Hey, you're going to be joining us on Wednesday with a huge exclusive.
Okay, I'm going to call it. It's an Australian exclusive. I am chatting with Zac Efron, the babe of all babes, about his film Baywatch. So you don't want to miss it. Wednesday morning, Australian exclusive.
Oh, that's it. Us with Zac Efron. Well, you're with Zac Efron. We're just living our lives so curiously through you, Dino. Thank you so much for that, mate. We'll chat to you on Wednesday.
Bye, guys.